This is the hour. Sometime this hour, we're going to play Don't Speak by No Doubt. When you hear it, be caller 20 and win a trip for two to Vegas to see them at the Sphere. This is the hour, this one. This hour, between 2 and 3 o'clock, you get a chance to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas. Listen for Don't Speak. We're going to play that before 3 p.m. for your chance to win a trip for two, including round-trip airfare, a two-night stay, and two tickets to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas. Also on the show today, we have People Are Dumb, an Uber Eats driver that lost it. What's up with Florida? They are rushing into flying taxis. What could go wrong? We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature, and we've got tickets for you to see Justice at the Forum Saturday night in the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Nope.
Kids are stupid.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Jack, what did I win?
Yes, you did.
Oh, thank you. I've been trying so hard. Thank you. I've been listening every day.
You just won a trip to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas because you were caller 20 when you heard Don't Speak. Have you been to the Sphere yet?
No, but I've been out there and I've driven by it. I took pictures around it and all that, but I haven't been inside yet.
You are going to love it. You are absolutely going to love it. So you got a trip for two, including round-trip airfare, a two-night stay, and two tickets to the show with No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. Thank you guys so much.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Congratulations again to Jack, who just called in when he heard Don't Speak by No Doubt, and he won a trip for two, including round-trip airfare, a two-night stay, and two tickets to the show to see No Doubt at Sphere Las Vegas. Let's do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A dentist was caught driving with more than 100 canisters of laughing gas in his car. The Harris County office said 39-year-old Christopher Pedlar was speeding while in Houston, and they attempted to pull him over. They said they could see him looking at them in his rearview mirror, but he didn't pull over right away. He kind of went, made a few more turns, went about a half mile further, and then when the officers got up to his car, they saw multiple canisters of nitrous oxide, 107 of them. They contain mouthpieces for inhaling. Pedlar immediately told officers, "I got a problem," and admitted that he'd been huffing all day. Not only did he have his dentistry license in Texas, he was also a professor for the University of Texas Health School of Dentistry. And, of course, that isn't happening anymore. He was charged with eluding police and possession of a volatile substance. So, don't eat drugs, kids.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
They are going to start using flying taxicabs in Florida.
With advanced air mobility, you heard the governor. We were at the Paris Air Show. We saw all of the prototypes.
This is how they describe the flying taxi cab. It looks like a helicopter, but they don't have a propeller. They just kind of have some small wings, and they just sort of go straight up and then kind of take you. That's a quote. I don't know. Maybe let somebody else explain it.
Right now, they're on schedule to get approval of the vehicles from the feds sometime in calendar year 2026.
And Florida's asking themselves, how could we get those flying cars up in the air as fast as possible?
What we want to do in Florida is very simple.
That's just never true.
This is going to be a private mode. It's going to be offered by private operators, private owners of these aircraft.
Don't sue us. Don't sue us. Do not sue us.
But it is essentially the age of flying cars.
I mean, not to be argumentative, but it just isn't yet. It's not the age of flying cars yet. Just isn't.
How can we support the private sector being successful? Speed to market.
I was going to bring up safety testing, but sure, speed to market sounds great.
You cut through the red tape. You give them the ability to start operating and operating quickly.
I do feel like there are things that we shouldn't start operating and operating quickly. And maybe flying taxis falls into that category. I have friends that won't even take a Waymo yet.
And become profitable, and this will be a new opportunity for Florida residents.
What's the opposite of an opportunity?
So this is our goal. We're expanding. You know, this is a big announcement. We're expanding our state-of-the-art testing facility at SunTrax to include vertiports and what we're calling an aerial test track. You get up in the air, it becomes multidimensional.
All right, a test track sounds good. At least you're not throwing them right up into the air right away.
And these vendors, these operators, these manufacturers need a place to test. It helps them with speed to market.
Look, I understand that's going to be quite something when we have flying taxis. But again, speed to market, maybe not the first thing that you should be working on.
And hopefully they can, as soon as those vehicles are approved, Florida, we hope and intend, Florida will be the first place that they start flying. And it will and can have an impact.
You mean an impact like when they hit the ground?
So we're really excited about that.
We are going to talk to David Flores in a few minutes. He is the fan who caught Shohei Ohtani's third home run on Friday night. And he's talking about selling it. We're going to talk to him coming up here on K-Rock. This past Friday night, Dodger Stadium.
Ohtani, oh! Did he? Ohtani! Ohtani has done it again! His third home run!
This moment Friday night sent fans in a frenzy. Shohei Ohtani hit three home runs, helping the Dodgers advance to the World Series.
And we have the guy that caught the third home run, David Flores, on the phone with us now on K-Rock. Hey, David.
Hey, dude, how's it going?
It's going well. How about you?
Thank you for asking.
You kind of broke up there. How are you?
Hold on. Let me do this.
Okay.
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking, you guys.
So tell me about that night, Friday night, because you were in the left field stadium, right?
Yes, the left field pavilion.
Yes.
The best seats in the house.
Right. But when somebody hits a home run, you don't know if it's coming right at you, right?
You know what? You do if you know baseball, if you know how to play baseball. You got to jump on the ball right off the bat.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. So the ball's coming in your area, and you're thinking what?
So I'm looking up. I said, man, this ball's coming right to me. I'm looking up. I look up, and this ball's coming right to me. I'm going to play the rebound.
You're going to play the rebound, you said.
Yeah, play the rebound.
Somebody else hit it first?
Yeah, I think I landed like two or three seats right in front of me. And then they ricocheted off his hand or his hat, and it bounced back to me. And I caught it like a baby.
That's pretty sweet. Did the guy who it bounced off of, did he go, hey, man, can I have that ball?
No, he didn't say that. He explained it to me that the ball bounced off his hand, off his hat. I don't know. I took so many pictures of so many different people in that area after that. I caught the ball. So, but I'm thankful for this moment. You know, I'm thankful for that moment. I'm thankful for this moment too to be on K-Rock.
How long? Thank you. How long have you been a Dodger fan?
My whole life. I'm an LA native. So what? Like
fantastic.
You know. Yeah.
So there's 56, roughly 1,000 other fans there, and you get the ball that's worth so much money. Tell me about when you first thought, oh, this ball might be worth something.
After I looked at that little girl, it was such a blur that I wanted to give the ball to. And right after when I was like, should I give the ball to them? I said, no, this ball's going to be worth something.
I was going to ask you, because you're a boxing instructor, if some little kid had it and you took it quickly first.
No.
All right. Tell me about the finding out that it's worth somewhere between $3 and $5 million.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they keep saying, right? Wow, it's life-changing, correct?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
For sure.
So they said they have to go over the video and make sure that you're the one that it's that ball that you caught.
Yeah.
And you also have to take a lie detector test. Have you been talked to about that?
Not the lie detector test, but I have been talked to about the video.
About the video and making sure that you're the one who caught it and that's the actual ball.
Yeah, that I got footage and stuff like that. Yeah. I took pictures right after I caught the ball. I took pictures of every angle of the ball.
Oh, that's very smart.
Just the ball.
That's very smart. Probably like a little scuff mark or something from the bat.
Absolutely. There's like two or three scuff marks that's on the ball that I have pictures of.
Now you took. I'm sure that you would love to keep it as a keepsake. But something worth that much money, it is life-changing.
Absolutely. I would love to keep it and play and have the real life Sandlot baseball in my hands. But you know what? Lord knows I need this money.
Yeah, of
and, course. And it's life changing. I have family that I can look after with this money, and that's number one head honcho of my in my realm. You know.
Yep. That's admirable. David Flores is on the phone with us. He's the guy that caught the third home run ball from Shohei Ohtani on Friday night. You've mentioned that you want to meet Shohei and you'd like to meet the Dodgers. Is there any movement on that?
No, they're trying to make something happen. Whoever, like, I'm getting so many calls by so many people who know so many Dodgers, but there's no movement. I mean, there's motion, but there's no movement, you know?
Wow. But you still hope that that's going to be the case. Do you have tickets for the World Series?
No, not yet. So if anybody, you know,
if anybody wants to donate tickets to you, you'll take them.
I mean, I don't know how to answer that properly, but I do want to go to a World Series game.
Yeah, of course. Of course you do. Well, I'm glad that you're a longtime fan. I'm glad you caught the ball, David, and best of luck. And I hope you get to meet the team and Shohei as well.
I do want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
You know what? It's times like these, you learn to live again. And I'm thankful that I caught that ball.
Well played. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The 420 catch of the day is coming up. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three. Number one, there is no better way to test how much people care about you than by staging your own death, right?
What?
At least this is what a former Indian Air Force veteran did as a social experiment. The 74-year-old faked his own death and funeral in full traditional style in his village. Covered with a white sheet, he laid in a coffin, adorned with garlands made out of flowers, and was carried in a procession towards a crematorium, all just to find out how many people would attend.
Wow.
And how much affection he would receive. Believing that the funeral was real and that the veteran had actually passed away, hundreds of neighbors and friends poured in to attend. At the end of the procession, the dad of two, so he's a father as well, rose up, showing that he was alive. He said, "After death, people carry the coffin, but I wanted to witness it myself and see how much respect and affection people give me." Now, that is a whole new level of narcissism, my friend. Yeah, crazy.
You know what? When you die, it's not going to be the same.
No, it is
not. Because of this, I
would
be pissed.
People aren't going. Yeah, people aren't going now.
Yeah.
Number two, Chick-fil-A is piloting its first vending machine at the Children's Hospital of Georgia in Augusta, offering small selections of wraps and snacks available 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, because, of course, they're closed on Sundays. It is restocked every 18 hours. The spokesperson said it seeks to provide a convenient option for hospital employees and visitors on the go. And you want to know what? Chick-fil-A, I love you for this. I really do. Hospital food is disgusting.
It is nasty.
Number three, a photographer gets disqualified from an AI contest after winning with a real photo of a flamingo he took. Photographer Miles Astray entered a real photo of a flamingo on a beach, appearing almost too surreal to be real. It won both People's Vote and a jury award before he revealed it was not AI generated. He later explained that his goal was to challenge perceptions about authenticity in art and highlight the growing confusion between AI and real photography. His act sparked global discussion about creativity, technology, and what it truly means to make art. I love that story.
Interesting.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We might have mentioned it a time or two. We have a private show with 21 Pilots. That show is tonight. So instead of a brand new song, I thought I would play a new-ish song from the band, from the new album Breach. This is The Contract. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That's The Contract. It's the 420 catch of the day from 21 Pilots. Their private show is tonight. If you're going, I'll see you there. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Let's talk about meeting celebrities, especially in this town.
Yes.
You run into people and it doesn't always go as well as you'd like.
Yeah.
So tell us your story, Megan.
Okay, so I'm not going to say who it is, but I went to a show recently, and you know, we were back on in this kind of more like VIP area after the show. Mm-hmm. And normally I never go up to anybody and say anything, but I was with my friend, and she's a huge fan. Mm-hmm. And she was from out of town, and I just was like, screw it. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to go get that picture.
Yeah, and I had met this person before. They had come into K-Rock, so I went up, and I just like politely tapped after he was done talking to who he was talking to, and I just go, hi, you know, Megan from K-Rock. I met you last year, and, you know, my friend's a huge fan of yours, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, okay, you know, like, very nice, you know.
Right.
And then I go, is there any way I can take a picture with you guys, you know? And
right.
He's like, okay. So I take the picture.
Was he hesitant?
He was a little.
He or she was a little.
I've already said he like five times, so whatever. So he was hesitant.
Yeah.
Okay. And but he said okay. You know. So I was like, okay, cool. So I take the picture, but it was doing the night mode thing. You know where?
Oh, right. Where? Take a picture.
Yeah. And it was so it came out dark, and I go, let me turn the flash on, and let me just take one more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go, I do what I normally do, and push that little, you know, lightning.
The little lightning bolt on the top left of your phone.
Yes, push that, and I take the picture again, and it doesn't work. And then I just kind of panic. But then I go, well, can I get one with you? Because I knew my friend would know how to turn the flash on. I felt so lame and so old and out of touch.
Right.
Okay? And so she easily turns the flash on, and he didn't really want to do the picture. He's like, he's thinking it's just one photo with one person.
Right.
And so, but she gets the flash on, she takes the photo, and then I go, okay, let me just do you guys again.
All right.
Okay? And at this point, he is so annoyed with me. He is so, and he goes, okay, all right. So I get the photo. I do it. And, you know, and my friend's so embarrassed because I was like her mom, you know, trying to get this done. But
it came from a great place, which is you wanted her to have that picture.
I wanted her to have that picture. So I don't care. We got the shot, and that's all that matters. But I have never felt more embarrassed or mortified. And I'm, you know, and it's on behalf of the cool K-Rock crew.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use a flash. Like, yeah.
That could be, depending on which phone it is, too, that can be difficult.
It was the update.
Yeah.
There was a new update, and now it's all different down at the bottom. You got to swipe up, and you got to, this whole thing.
Yeah, you showed me, and I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
So, oddly enough.
And, I mean, you have literally talked to every celebrity on the planet.
Yes, that's true.
So, please tell me that you have something.
Well, the most embarrassing one, and then we're going to take your calls and text at 800-520-1067 of awkward meetings with celebrities. The most embarrassing one, and I don't remember why I was doing the interview by myself without Bean.
Uh-huh.
With Oasis, they were playing.
Oh, my God.
And Noel Gallagher was on a bus, and I was nervous just because of all the, you know, Liam was stirring up a lot of trouble. And so I didn't really separate them as much as I do now. Like, I know which one is which. Then I got on the bus, and I interviewed him, and I was nervous, and it went well, and I was happy, and I got off the bus, and I looked at the recording, and it didn't record.
No way. No.
So I thought, all right, I either have to go back to the radio station and say I got nothing, or I go back on the bus and try it again.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to try it again. I got back on the bus. I said, no, you're never going to believe this. I'm the lamest human being on earth. I didn't record it. We have to do it again. And he laughed.
Oh, my God.
And did it again.
Oh.
Shocking, right?
What a mensch.
Yes.
What a good dude.
Because I was like, oh, man, I'm so lame.
It's like a rookie mistake.
Yes.
Oh,
crazy.
My God. I love it.
So you tried to take a picture with a celebrity. You had a run-in. I also ran into Magic Johnson at a party.
Okay.
And he's my favorite Laker of all time.
Yes.
And it was a complete surprise, so I just blanked. And I wanted to say something to him, but I didn't know. I was like, you're great. That's what came out of my mouth. I was like, oh.
I love it.
And then
so
you think
much.
Later, and you go, wow, I could have said so many other things.
I know.
But So your awkward celebrity sightings at 800-520-1067. We're taking your phone calls on awkward celebrity encounters.
And the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Justice on Saturday night at the Forum.
800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts. It is K-Rock. We're taking your calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about celebrity awkward encounters.
562 said, I once met Joe Coy after one of his comedy shows, and I asked to get a photo with him. In the first photo, my fly was down, so... I don't like to wear underwear, so the boys were on display. The person taking the photo told me, and I zipped up, but not before he had made a joke, and everyone laughed around me. Got that second photo, but the embarrassment was still there.
That's pretty great.
That takes the cake. That's so good.
We are talking about awkward celebrity encounters. You met them. It went south somehow. Megan couldn't get a phone to work. You know how that works, how that happens. 800-520-1067. We're taking your calls and texts.
And the best call, we're going to send you to see Justice on Saturday night at the Forum.
All right. K-Rock, hello. What do you got?
I met John Lovett in a spa at St. Regis Hotel. Half naked. Mostly naked.
Did you go up to him and say anything while naked?
No. So me and my boss were sitting in the hot tub, like I said, mostly naked, just hanging out, having fun. He walks in, and we notice him right away, and I go, "Hey, that's the ticket." You know, his SNL,
right? His catchphrase.
He just deadpanned. Did not look at us, did not have any interest in talking to us or looking at us in any way, shape, or form.
He's out of his mind, and I'm reaping all the benefits. So that's what I would have said.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I got to meet Glenn Danzig and thoroughly, thoroughly irritated the heck out of him.
Oh, no, why?
It was long ago, right after he was launching a comic book line, and he had just put out that Black Aria CD.
Yeah.
There was a meet and greet and a signing. And I kept bugging him about using live musicians instead of synthesizers for all of his orchestrated music.
Oh, no.
But I could tell he just wanted to wrap his hands around my throat and strangle me.
But once you got the idea that he was rejecting you, why didn't you stop?
Because he's fairly soft-spoken, and I just missed the cue.
I think unless you're a Beatle, you probably shouldn't be critiquing a musician.
Are you a Beatle?
I am not.
You're not. K-Rock, hello.
I was at the Viper Room. I went to meet Billy Corgan, and it was awkward.
What happened?
Well, he thought I was security. I was there for 3 days, and he came up to me, and he's like, "Oh, do you know where I go in from?" And I was like, I was like just stuttering, and I was like, he had a poodle with him, and I was like, I just changed the subject right away. I was like, "Oh, my God, you have a blue dog?" And he was like, "Oh, yeah." I was like, "Can I pet him?" And he was like, "Yeah." And next thing you know, he's inviting me into the Viper Room. I was high, and I was just there for 3 days, like, waiting at the door, like, right there, like, right where the Phoenix fell over and died.
Yeah, right. We know. Yeah, we know the Viper Room.
And next thing you know, James, the manager, found out that they let me in, so they threw me out. And so I told James off, and it just turned into a big old, like, ongoing thing. You know?
I feel bad for Billy Corgan in that case, in
I
that
feel
dude's
bad
case.
For all these guys, all these celebrities. Oh, my
God. 800-520-1067. Hey, Rock, hello.
I met Adam Sandler and Rob Schneider at a steakhouse in New York City, and Rob Schneider told us that he was not only drunk, he was also stoned.
Okay.
And I met Robert Redford in a bathroom at Sundance.
Oh, that's...
Define met.
Well,
that show is tonight. Very excited for that.
Woo!
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday on K-Rock. And we are talking about awkward celebrity encounters.
The 818 said, I met George Clooney, and the only thing I could get out of my mouth to say to him was, my son named his goldfish George Clooney, and I had to pull it out of my turtle's mouth because he tried to eat it.
That's pretty great. We are taking phone calls on awkward run-ins with celebrities. You have a story like that?
Awkward celebrity meeting, Johnny Depp.
All right, you met Johnny Depp.
Woo!
At the Oscars, I was waving hello to the fans in the stands, and they were waving. I thought they were waving at me, and I was excited, and I was waving to them, and I realized one lady was kind of telling me to move over, so I stepped back, and my big butt stepped on his toes, and I turned around and smashed into him. and it was very embarrassing.
So they're screaming and going crazy, and you're
like, "Hey, these people are nice. Wow. They like me."
And I was I'm so much bigger than him. You couldn't see him at all behind me. My dress was huge, and I guess you could just see a little bit of him. And he was so gracious. He was just like, smiled, you know. That's and I'm nice. Like, I almost knocked him over with my butt.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I'm calling with a celebrity story.
Yep. What do you got?
Snoop Dogg.
Ooh.
Let's hear it.
So I went to an AM/PM one night to check a lottery ticket late at night, and I pulled up, and there's these big guys standing out front, but I got out of my car, and it was one of his bodyguards, and he told me Snoop Dogg was there, so I went up to the car, and he said, what's up, baby? And aww. I got out, or he got out and gave me a hug, and then it was 2004, it was before phone cameras, uh-huh. So I had to ask them if I could run into the gas station to the AM/PM to get a disposable camera to take pictures with him.
And what did he say?
He said, yeah, and he waited. I took pictures with him. He got out of the car, started dancing to the music that was playing. He got my number. He called me the next day. And
oh, well, you must be hot.
And I actually ended up, like, a couple weeks later going and hanging out at his studio with him, Nate Dogg, and Warren G.
What the hell? Okay, this is the most successful celebrity meeting ever.
There's nothing awkward about this. Wow, that is the best experience I've ever heard of.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Agreed.
He was so nice.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
It's off topic, but it's a great story.
Oh, yeah.
On topic, we're talking about awkward celebrity encounters.
Yes, yes.
And I think the Johnny Depp one has to win.
I love
it. She almost knocked him down with her butt.
I know.
I mean, that's pretty great.
She's so cute.
Is this, what's her name?
Tammy.
Is this Tammy?
This is Tammy.
Yeah.
Tammy, we loved your phone call, and you're just the cutest, so we got to give you the tickets to see Justice on Saturday night.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Woo!
That is it for me. Megan Holiday has you the rest of the way.
Woo! And I will see you at the 21 Pilots show.
Very exciting.
Let's go! Woo!